Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you for joining me this year and today on this last broadcast of the 2023 calendar year. And it's been a great time sharing together most weekday mornings. Take a little break to start the year. Perhaps we'll be back online at the end of next week. We'll see, but we'll be back the second week of January for sure, if Lord willing. But it's good to share together, and it's good to finish up the year with this focus, a short week this week, on the person of Jesus and how God's gift to us is a gift to all mankind. And so the prayer guide we've used this week has talked about the different names or titles, descriptions of Jesus, particularly from Isaiah. But today we're going to wrap up with that name Jesus. And the Bible tells us that he was to be given the name Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. And Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:15 and says, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." While told to name, the angels tell Mary and Joseph to name this child Jesus as the Savior of mankind. And Paul comes along and wants to emphasize that this is not an ordinary name, or at least the work that this Jesus was to do was not an ordinary work. It's not that it was an uncommon, but this meaning behind the name had to do with the salvation work that would be accomplished by God through his son Jesus. And it's not just for those that, well, deserve it, because that list is pretty short. In fact, it doesn't exist. There's no one on it. It's not just for those that earn it, for that list also has no one on it. Instead, it's for all who would come. And Paul writes, and he says, this is a statement that deserves full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came to this world, came to earth to be born as an infant, as God's son, in order to save people from their sins. And then he goes on and says, and makes the claim that he was the worst of sinners. Now, I'm not sure that there's really a contest, and I'm sure there are many in Paul's day and many throughout history that, well, might be thought of as the worst of all sinners. But the point that Paul is trying to make, I think, is that the work of Jesus is not dependent on our goodness or our deserving that work to be done. That full acceptance that he is calling for says, if you're a sinner, and that's everybody, you are one that Jesus came to bring salvation to. Now you read Scripture and you discover that this isn't some blanket, Jesus came and he died and everybody is going to heaven and there's no concern. There's nothing we have to do. There's nothing we have to believe. There's nothing. It's all good. That's not the message of Scripture. That's not the message of Jesus coming to save people from their sins. The Bible's clear that it's for those who call upon the name of the Lord. That's for those who live by faith, who put their faith and trust in Him. It's for those who love Him. And He says that this is how you know that you love God, is that you do what He says. We live life, and those that we love, we ought to be growing in our willingness to do what they want. Not out of compulsion, not out of mandate, but out of love. And if we refuse to do anything that pleases them, there's a serious case that could be made that there really isn't a love that exists. And people say, well, I don't have to do anything to love God. I can't earn it. I don't deserve it. And all of that's true, but if you don't want to do anything, is your love for God really present? Or is it just some desire to cover your bases and make yourself feel better about your life? Jesus says there will come a time when it's judgment day and we will have to give account for all of our deeds. And at that moment, the issue at hand will be for those deeds that are not noble, for those deeds that are not good and wise and useful. Are we clothed in Christ so that our sins are forgiven and we are welcomed home with Him? Or have we rejected that relationship with the living God so that we would be cast out? Jesus says there will be many on that day who say, Lord, Lord, look at all the good things we did in your name, and yet He will say, I never knew you. And for me, it gives great cause for careful consideration concerning the matters of my heart, the motives of what I do. God says He examines the heart. He carefully weighs the motives. He can see through the facades of life that we often put on for others. There's an awareness. Am I doing good deeds in order to benefit myself, or am I doing good in order or because I love God? And part of that switch in our life has to do with that recognition that I need Jesus because I'm a sinner, the worst of sinners. And frankly, it's a claim that we can all make. Because the Bible says if we've broken one command, we've broken the whole thing. That's not a scorecard. It's a tool to show us how much we need God's grace, how much we need His forgiveness, how much we need Jesus to save us from our sins. We're not being graded on a curve that we can claim that I'm better than most people, so I ought to be okay. It's not the way it works. And God knew that the hearts of mankind were turned toward evil, and they needed a Savior. They needed someone who could rescue them from their sin, from the penalty of sin, which is death. And so we have Jesus. Jesus, who existed with God at the creation of this world. John says that everything that was made by Him and for Him and through Him. But He chose to not cling to the things of heaven, but to come to earth, to be born, to live as a child, to grow into manhood, to be tempted in every way that we are tempted, and yet without sinning, so that the spotless Lamb, the perfect Lamb of God, could be sacrificed. Not to push our sin off for a year, but to wash us clean, to forgive our sins, to restore us to our Heavenly Father. As we head into a new year, there's no greater message that you can know. There's no greater message that you can accept. There's no greater message that you can share than the message of this trustworthy statement that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love knew what we needed even when we were clueless. And You sent Jesus, and He came to earth to be born, to live, to die, but to be raised from the dead and ascended into heaven so that we can not only have salvation, but we can know with that certainty that His promise to return for those who call upon His name, for those who put their faith in Him, that promise will be fulfilled. And that the salvation from sin is a salvation that brings us to eternity with You. And so God, today as we pray, may we hear that statement, that message, and accept it fully. May we share it freely. That the way to forgiveness, the way to overcome the penalty of sin is through Jesus. And may we be clear in our life. May we be clear in our message. That this child born was not an ordinary child, but it was Your child. And that He was given the name Jesus, not as a ordinary name, but signifying His function as the one who saves. And so God, today as we live life, may we recognize the worst of sinner that lives within us. And may that sinner be crucified with Christ as we're buried in baptism, as we raise to walk that new life with the old one dead. May we draw comfort and peace in that name, Jesus. And may we place our faith and trust in Him. May we live in obedience to Him because of our love. And may we share the good news. That Jesus saves. As we share Jesus, may we lift Him up in all opportunities that we have. So that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.